SS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Today is Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states casting ballots in the Republican primary. Donald Trump still far ahead of Nikki Haley. However, says ABC's Ike Ajachi,
at a rally in Texas last night, Haley insisted she's the only Republican who can beat President Biden.
Republicans lost a vote on Mayorkas. They lost a vote on Israel. The RNC chair lost her job. And Donald Trump had his fingerprints on all of it. At some point, maybe we should say the reason that America keeps losing is because of Donald Trump.
It remains unclear what Haley will do next. She has no public events scheduled today, not even an election night party. She's expected to watch tonight's results privately at home.
The Biden administration announcing a rule to cap all credit card late fees at $8, the latest effort to push back on what the White House calls junk fees. 3 days of negotiations with Hamas over a ceasefire in Gaza ending today without a breakthrough. They were hoping to reach a deal before Ramadan this weekend. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two lawyers who recruited a group of Wisconsin Republicans to be fake presidential electors for Donald Trump in 2020 have settled a lawsuit against them. James Troupas and Kenneth Chesbro turned over more than 1,400 pages of documents as part of the settlement that explains how the two developed and carried out the scheme. Today is Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states and American Samoa should put President Biden and Donald Trump closer to their party's nominations. Trump spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt on WISN-TV's Upfront.
And that's why we have already shifted gears to focus on the general election in November. So we'll be coming to Wisconsin. We'll be coming to battleground states like Pennsylvania and Michigan in the next several months.
Wisconsin is one of a handful of states expected to decide the winner in November. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Residents of Oshkosh are concerned about congestion and traffic problems in the downtown area when the Main Street Bridge closes in September 2025. One resident spoke out during a virtual meeting.
At busy times of the day, it's really bad when there's only one bridge.
Bill Bertrand, who's the project manager with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, says the DOT will be working as quickly as possible on these repairs.
With any construction project, there are inconveniences associated with it. We certainly wouldn't deny that.
The Main Street Bridge is closing for mechanical, electrical, and structural repairs and improvements. The search for Elijah Vu, who's been missing for almost 2 weeks, continues in Manitowoc County and Two Rivers. Over the weekend, the National Guard assisted with ground searches while the Wisconsin DNR and Manitowoc County dive team combed the waterways. 3-year-old Elijah has been missing since February 20th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Brewers back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a day off, the Brewers back at it in spring training baseball with a game today against the Giants, then a split doubleheader tomorrow against the Reds and the Guardians. Milwaukee now 3-6 in Cactus League action, but manager Pat Murphy doesn't want to discourage his young players.
I always say, prepare to play good, treat yourself good. Which one do you think's the toughest? Treating yourself good. Kids, they still need help because they'll beat themselves up. They'll put their expectations so high. That's the part, you know.
Hockey, the UW-Madison men's hockey team, getting ready to host the Big Ten playoffs this weekend against Ohio State, the first game Friday night. NBA, the Bucks with a win over the Clippers, 113-106. Damian Lillard scored 41 points and talked about how Doc Rivers has helped out at head coach.
When he came in, he was just like, you guys don't run this, you guys don't run that. Like, this is stuff we hated to guard against you.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A few scattered clouds this morning, then mostly sunny here by later this afternoon, and it will be a bit warmer today with a high of 46 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine, 48. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of...
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number three of Mino and the Mayor. It has been a
overtime
slamming show today, having some great guests. Sandra Rank was great. Her guests are always great. And man, our young Marine.
Yeah.
What a
Forge and Fitness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forge and Fire Fitness. Yeah. He's amazing. We're going to talk more with him. But right now, we've got a very special segment we're going to be doing every week. And it's called Where Are They Now? And it's people that have been in the media and different things around here. And, you know, they're still in the area, but they're not doing what they were known for doing.
They made an impact.
Yes.
But it was a very visible impact.
Yes.
And there's a lot of those people in Green Bay. And where are they now? And
you're kind of one of them.
John.
What?
I haven't gone that long. Okay, whatever.
All right.
Where are they? Okay, whatever. I'm here right now. But some of them are, we would have to go to the cemetery. When I put the list together, it's like, well, no, they're not around anymore. But we have people who are.
Todd, what's he talking about?
I don't know. Back away from
just,
the
okay. Lady. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We put a whole list of where are they now, and some of them I didn't know had already
moved
on.
Oh, I got you.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
But we have one that's here today that
Dave
everyone
Miller.
Knows him. Dave Miller. Dave Miller was on Channel 5 WFRV for 30 years. We all tuned in to watch him give us the accurate weather report. And you kind of, when did you step out of that?
I left July 26, 2019. Not that I was keeping track of the date, you know. But
what time?
Just, it was one of those things, yeah. 5 o'clock.
Of course, right. You know, meteorology these days, it's like, I remember when it was like you and Mahoney, and that was about it, right?
Yeah.
It was and just now two they of got us. Like five people yeah. at every station because yeah. they have mm-hmm. so many different shows.
Yeah, the things have changed a lot, you know, and digitization and things of that nature really made a big difference, I think, in how you go and watch and look.
Yeah.
And
well, how come it's less accurate now than if they have
God.
All this digitalization?
If anything, we're probably we have
so much better.
More detail.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Than what
this
we
is the
did,
only guy that doesn't really
want
to.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. We don't want to talk about the weather. We are going to talk about where are they now. And you stayed in Green Bay, which we appreciate that. I mean,
well,
some people kind of go to Florida or they go tee it up somewhere.
Or cemetery.
You know, yeah. He was saying, yeah.
I do show up at a cemetery, yeah. but not for the reason you were saying earlier. Yeah.
And so what's your life now? What's your passion?
Well, I started doing genealogy. In fact, I was just thinking about this the other day. Initially when I did it as a fifth grade class project, you know, and I remember my mom and dad, you know, calling my great aunts and uncles,
yeah.
trying to get some information and things like that. So after I got out of college, I kind of looked up more information, and then finally, you know, when I saw the, you know, the writing on the wall as far as my meteorology career was concerned. You know, I decided that, well, maybe I should do this for a living. So I started that, and I went back and got my certificate, and I have two. I have one in methodology and one in Irish records.
See, my son Dominic is huge into this. He comes to all your classes.
He does, huh?
Yeah.
So he's the one that makes faces at me?
Yeah.
Looking out the window like
yeah,
his dad.
That's right.
But it's amazing when you get into that.
Yeah.
It's almost like an addiction as far as like
it
you just
is.
Want to keep learning and learning and digging and digging and
very
digging,
much
isn't
so.
It?
Very much so. Yeah. And so I started doing that, and I started researching for folks, but then I do I go out and do talks, and then research for individuals, and I do I work with the Irish Genealogical Society International, where they call it for short IGSI. So I do a monthly podcast for them, and it's called This Month at the IGSI.
And it's a little more practical, but I remember I lived out west, and there are people always going to Salt Lake City.
Yeah,
that was like the hub, right?
You're right. Yeah,
and is that still?
In fact, yeah.
Oh,
in fact, a lot of the records now are digitized that
right.
you can find. On Family Search. So you can go and look through records. But I lived out in Idaho Falls for 3 years before coming to Green Bay. So that was the really cool thing there was you're only about a couple hours away from Salt Lake City. So you could drive down there and
look. Were you on TV there?
Big yeah.
Which station?
Channel 8.
Okay. Because I was at KMVT in Twin Falls, Idaho.
Really?
Yes.
When was that?
We were neighbors. Early 80s.
Oh, I was there in the late 80s.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but I was just
I was there about the same time. Yeah,
really?
Because I came here in 87. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pocatello, Idaho Falls, the whole thing.
That was there.
Because people used to get us confused all the time: Twin Falls and Idaho Falls. Twin Falls, Idaho versus, and we'd get mail all the time directed towards you guys that come to Twin Falls.
I actually did some work with Ted Fujita, who was the guy who created the tornado. You know. What do you call it?
Early warning?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they can determine the intensity of tornadoes.
Yeah.
And so he came up with the Fujita scale. So he was really, really fascinated by mountain meteorology. And, you know, and so I saw one kind of like cloud that kind of burst up and it had like a 60-mile-an-hour wind. So I called him out of the clear blue. And so then from then on, he would call me up every once in a while. We had a couple of tornadoes that touched down up there.
Oh, yeah.
So
I liked living out there.
It was interesting. It was fascinating from a meteorology standpoint.
Yeah.
I
liked it.
Yeah, the mountains probably throw things a little bit different than they do here, right?
Things were a lot different over there.
Different. Yeah.
As far as, you know, like I said, we'd have 60-mile-an-hour winds and 4 drops of rain, you know.
Yeah.
And we weren't sure if they should issue a, you know, severe thunderstorm warning or a high wind warning, you know. It was really interesting to be able to do, you know, and forecast out there.
I have to say, your life now is genealogy.
Yeah.
And people can come to you for.
Where do they start? It's like,
right.
You know what? I want to know about my ancestors in Germany or someplace like that. Where do they start?
I heard I come from royalty. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of people that have told me that.
Yeah,
I had a client and he'd always say to me, okay, now do I have royalty anywhere? You know, and I'm going, no. And they were all like in workhouses, you know, and I'm going, no, I'm so sorry. You know, you don't, you know, but it was, but I had, you know, every once in a while you get somebody that would say, or they would say, my family was on the Mayflower, and you had to go out and prove. And in fact, I actually proved that this one person, his ancestor had been on the Mayflower.
Wow.
Really?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. That
was, yeah.
How did you get records that far back?
Well, there's actually several books. In fact, here at the library, they have books of individuals who were on the Mayflower.
Okay.
And this person's ancestor was the first surgeon in the U.S., in America, when they came over. So.
And it's a local person from around here?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so...
What nationalities are, because like my son gets pretty mad at Italy because they're just, you know, typical Italian. Yeah, we'll get around to it. They have
we're on a need to know basis.
Hey, you know what? I'll get to it. All right. I got stuff going on all day long. Don't be busting my butt. But he's mad because they haven't digitized everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there are places like where my grandparents are from. You literally would have to go to that village and go to the church and look at their books.
Yeah, well, what I tell people is if you don't see it today, check again tomorrow. Because a lot of archives and libraries are constantly digitizing records. So, and it does take time and money to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just have to be patient, and your son's going to have to be patient a little bit too. Mm. So they, you know, be able to get out there and see what kind of records are available and where you find them, because they're not always in the same place. You know,
yeah.
Different archives will have different types of records, and they'll have those available.
Oh, there's a lot more to it than just, yeah. you know, Googling right. and looking up mm-hmm. whatever. It's
a lot of people expect to find
exactly
in one place.
And you don't. Yeah. No.
And if you're going over to Europe to be able to do some, you have to do a lot of your research here and be able to know and be specific for the type of records that you want, what you're looking for over there. Okay. So that when you get over there and you walk up to the reading room desk, you don't say, can you tell me something about Uncle Bob?
Right.
Because the, you know, the person behind the desk is going to just stand there and shake their head and going, I have no idea what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know? And
well, you know, another thing though, too, when you dig back through mm-hmm. those things, you're going to find some stuff that it's going to be a little uncomfortable.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the thing, too.
He found some stuff that was like, maybe some people are a little close in the family tree that right. if you're getting married.
Yeah. I always tell people, if you are not, you know, if you're not ready for the unexpected,
yeah, right.
you know, you shouldn't be doing this, maybe, you know. Because I had one ancestor who no one knew anything about her. It was my third great grandmother. And we used to ask my great aunt, how come no one even knew her name? We knew my third great grandfather's name, but we didn't know her name. And she was our third great grandmother, you know. And so I finally was researching and looking through, and I finally found out that she was accused of attempted murder in County Down. And as it turned out, she was put on trial. As it turned out, she had gotten herself in the middle of a family dispute, and the sister-in-law had accused her of attempted to trying to poison her, and she was exonerated, and hopefully I have exonerated her.
So, like, what year was this?
This was in 1841.
Wow, that's cool.
So
that's pretty cool just to learn that. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It was
interesting to come up with this. And in fact, when I was there in September, a friend of mine drove me down to this area down in County Down to kind of so I could walk around the area and find the property. The property's still there, and the old abandoned home is still there. Wow. Too,
another thing that you find out sometimes is babies came not that long after marriages. Right. Well, even back then, that happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True that.
Yep.
And, you know, like you said, kind of a tight gene pool and some of the
things. Absolutely. <That's right.
laughs> It's like, oh, I didn't know that.
Well, if you were the father of the town, sometimes it was legitimately.
You were the father of the town. Right. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, you know, another thing, though, too, one of the things that Dom told me, though, some of those villages in Italy back in those days mm-hmm. were so remote that you didn't have, you couldn't travel anywhere else. That was your
true.
World.
Yeah. Right. That's true. So, I mean, when people came over here, it was a big decision, you know. I mean, you not only that, you tried to get over here as fast as you could. So a lot of them came through Canada, and then they would work their way into America, you know, U.S.
Yep.
So a lot of times you'd find everybody would – I had a great aunt that told me that everybody came through Ellis Island. As it turned out, no one came through Ellis Island. They all came through Canada.
Wow.
So those are things you have to look up as well.
Wow. So we're talking with Dave Miller, former meteorologist, now genealogy. This interest in this industry is growing, right?
It has been.
I mean, it's like unbelievable.
Yeah, it has been. There are a number of, you know, television shows that you can find during the week, you know, and I always used to
watch one about the Hollywood. They're like Hollywood actors, and they're trace their family. It was pretty interesting.
I just think this whole thing, and I love that people are that they want to know their history. And I'm a big
and I think it's
buff.
Huge. Yeah.
I think it's healthy for.
Right.
The country.
Yeah. Okay, stick around, Dave, okay?
All right.
Sure. We're with Dave Miller, former meteorologist from Channel 5, who right now is devoting lots of time to genealogy, which I find very, very fascinating. We're going to send a quick break. Back with more right after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor with Dave Miller, former Channel 5 meteorologist, talking genealogy. And we're just talking during the break here about different things you uncover. And like you said, too, go into it with your eyes wide open because you'll find some things that will be surprising.
That you don't expect.
You don't expect.
Yeah. Tell us about the Belfast thing, the going over there and how proud they are.
Well, yeah, they were touting they had gotten a copy of the Declaration of Independence that we had sent to them. To the king, and declaring our independence from Great Britain. So they've had a copy of that. And so they brought it up to Belfast last year and were showing it at different events around Northern Ireland just to show people what it looked like, you know. And I thought that was really interesting to hear the director of the Public Records Office talk about that, you know.
But, and I think to go back in genealogy, it's an appreciation for your history, which I think
I thought you brought up a good point, though, Jim, at the end of last segment, though. You said, in the United States, we just want to keep tearing things down.
We don't care about history. Yeah. Oh, my God. They just appreciate history. I think we're getting there, but we don't have that much history here either, right?
Well, we have some. We go back a couple of hundred years, here, and even prior to that, too. There's still a lot of records. And what I tell people, too, is, before you start looking over there, start here and find as much as you can here before you start looking so that you have more information available. In fact, now with digitized records, you can find some of those records over there here before you even get on the plane, and you may be able to narrow down your question that you want to know when you get over there.
So people who are really interested, and I want to word this right, but is there some things we should be careful of, like scammers or anything out there in your industry? Because I know you are very high integrity and you dig pretty deep, but...
Yes, and you should be careful about, and that's true probably in every business, careful of what's out there and what's available. But I think there's enough legitimate organizations that you can kind of go through those and be able to find that the records are, up and legit. Up.
Are some countries better than others?
Well, some countries are probably more, as far as like getting records. I think you're finding more records available now online. Some countries were a little slower in starting the digitization process than others. But I think a lot of records are now starting to show up online that weren't available, 10, 15 years ago.
It's got to be really exciting for somebody, though, when they're doing this and they find something that they didn't know in this long-lost drug, or like your aunt about the poisoning.
Yeah.
You uncover nuggets of family history. That's pretty cool.
I stood there with my mouth open for about 5 minutes I finally realized what had happened. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about the business side of it. So you have your own business and you will contract with someone, or how does that work?
They will approach me. In fact, I constantly will get, email from on my website, which is the ancestorguy.com. Isn't that pretty creepy?
That's a great one.
How'd you come up with that?
Just available. And I'm grabbing this one.
The Ancestor Guy.
That's your website?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Yeah, so you can find it there. And a lot of people will say, I'm looking for this specifically, and I'll usually get together with them either on Zoom or in person if I can, and I'll talk to them and say, okay, here's what I can do for you Here's what I think we might be able to find. And then I'll spend some time and do some research and then get back to them again. And we either have an in-person meeting or a Zoom meeting. And this is what I found, and here's what it looks like.
Wow. Do you only do Ireland, or do you do any place?
Mostly Ireland, because I'm more familiar with those records. Sure. But I've done some stuff with Germany and Bohemia. I've had some family that lived in Bohemia, so I was able to look up some records up in there. So I'm kind of familiar with what those records are.
Cool. I thought maybe you'd preface your ancestry guy with whether or not you're interested. Like, weather? Get it? Like, he was the weatherman, John?
Hey, Todd? I don't know about this three-hour thing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm looking. Okay.
You guys lost me on that one.
Welcome to our world. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, he was a former meteorologist. Yeah. And we're doing a Where Are They Now. You're into
the researching. How's that?
Yeah. Researching. Yes. Yeah. There you go. Okay. Yeah, I love it.
In fact, that's probably the thing I enjoy doing the most.
Absolutely, the researching part.
Yeah. And you know, even when, like when I do these podcasts, I try and put them together and on a monthly basis. They're video podcasts. So, like, I had some time when I was in Dublin. My plane got, you know, canceled, so I had an extra day on my hands. So I went down to the city center, and I actually went to the Irish Whiskey Museum and learned about Irish whiskey, which I didn't know. There's like 23 different brands in Ireland. I had no idea that. So I did a story on that, and I asked some of these people, you know, and like tomorrow I'm going to do an interview with a lady who teaches the Irish language online in courses. So it's kind of stuff like that. You not only learn about your family, but you're learning a little bit more about the culture.
Right.
Yeah. Which I think is important too.
It is. Yeah. And as much as we want to be, we talked about this on our show one time, as much as we want to be like, you know, the salad bowl or the melting pot.
Right.
It's nice to be proud of your own heritage, right? Irish, exactly. German, French.
Yeah. Right.
And that's cool that people can learn that and celebrate.
Another thing I've never been to Europe. Oh, I've been to Europe, but not traveled extensively. But one of the things that Dom used to tell me was that, like, when they went back to the Czech Republic, you go into those villages and the people will know who's lived in that house for the last, like, 300 years.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and they're really excited to see you, too.
Yes.
My cousin actually went over to this place in the Rhine where part of my family had originated from, and they were walking through the cemetery, and some lady came out of the house and, you know, ran over to them and, you know, who are you, you know? And so he said, I told him who I was and why I was there, and he said, and the lady goes, well, there's a guy going by on a tractor. And he's going, well, that's your relative. And so she runs over to him. And the guy comes over and he said, the next thing I know, we're having dinner with them. You know, I didn't even know them before. So, it really is. And they love it when you can speak in their language.
Right.
And be able to give it your best shot.
Yeah. So, oh, that's cool. That's very cool. See, I love this stuff too. Yeah. The research.
And I think it's good for a family too.
To be able to understand where your family came from.
Absolutely.
And what they did, how they live, and do it about yourself too. That's what I tell people, is when you start with you. Let people know what you did so that your great grandkids and great great grandkids or nieces and nephews down the road know what you did and what you accomplished.
Well, you know what I think is fascinating too, because I don't know if it was this way for the Irish, but for the Italians, like maybe one person from the family would come to America.
Right.
And then if things went well, they'd send for somebody else. But, you know, the whole family didn't come over. So it's fun when you find out what your uncles, like for me, they'd be my actual uncles, what they did staying in Italy.
And they over there kind of curious as to what happened with that ancestor or relative who came over here.
Exactly.
And I did a talk in Northern Ireland last year. Actually, we did it online. And it was what records that the people over there could find over here to figure out what happened to their ancestors.
That's neat.
Relatives.
That's cool.
Dave Miller, your website again, your genealogy and groups, individuals.
Yeah. TheAncestorGuy.com. And then you can also, this month at the IGSI is the podcast that's monthly.
Outstanding.
That's awesome.
Can we find that on your website?
Mm-hmm.
How to get to it?
IrishGeneological.org. You can find that too.
IrishGeological.org. Yeah, fantastic.
Right.
Dave, it was great seeing you again.
Hey, same
here.
We're glad
you stuck around.
You've been, it's fun working with
a
you.
A few eclipses ago.
We did. All right. We got to set a group break. Kaylin McWilliams from Discover Wisconsin will be joining us. We come back right after this. Keep on lifting me higher.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Supreme Court is dismissing two lawsuits trying to keep Donald Trump's name off presidential ballots in Wisconsin this year. The justices say only Congress can do that. The Wisconsin lawsuits were part of a nationwide effort to remove Trump from the ballots. They pointed to a provision in the U.S. Constitution banning anyone who's engaged in insurrection from holding federal office. March is National Reading Month. Libraries in Wisconsin are coming up with novel ways to get kids in their doors, including passports that let them check out and return materials in a wide area.
And then you get the kids into the libraries, you get them a book in their hand, and you say, here, you can take this, and then just return it to the next one you go at.
Blaze Burton works for the Mercer Library. He says incentives make reading feel less like a chore. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. An expanded child care credit is expected to help families come tax time. Governor Tony Evers signed a bill in Waukesha yesterday, then visited Oshkosh and Rhinelander to highlight key initiatives in child care and education. Evers said the bill, which had strong bipartisan support, will result in an estimated $656 savings per filer, or about $73 million in tax relief. The changes apply to the 2024 tax year. André Jacques is running for Congress. The Republican Wisconsin State Senator from De Pere announces his bid for the seat left open by the upcoming retirement of Representative Mike Gallagher. This sets up a Republican primary for the race. Former State Senator Roger Roth has announced that he is vying for the seat as well. The 8th Congressional District covers Green Bay and Appleton and stretches through Door County and up to Marinette County. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale on WISS WGBW News.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
The Brewers back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a day off, the Brewers back at it in spring training baseball with a game today against the Giants, then a split doubleheader tomorrow against the Reds and the Guardians. Milwaukee now 3-6 in Cactus League action, but manager Pat Murphy doesn't want to discourage his young players.
I always say, prepare to play good, treat yourself good. Which one do you think's the toughest? Treating yourself good. Kids, they still need help because they'll beat themselves up. They'll put their expectations so high. That's the part, you know.
Hockey, the UW-Madison men's hockey team, getting ready to host the Big Ten playoffs this weekend against Ohio State, the first game Friday night. NBA, the Bucks with a win over the Clippers, 113-106. Damian Lillard scored 41 points and talked about how Doc Rivers has helped out at head coach.
When he came in, he was just like, you guys don't run this, you guys don't run that. Like, this is stuff we hated to guard against you.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few scattered clouds this morning, then mostly sunny here by later this afternoon, and it will be a bit warmer today with a high of 46 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine, 48. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back for the last half hour of Mino and the Mayor here in WGBW. 97.9 FM, 98.3 FM, WISS in Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app. Beautiful morning out there, 35 in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 37 in Oshkosh. Boy, we've had some great guests today, haven't we?
We have. This has been a lot of fun.
It's been a lot of fun.
I've learned a lot.
We
do a little bit of research, but oh my gosh, these people are
absolutely
awesome.
Well, we like talking about Oshkosh. That's one of our favorite places. And Caitlin McWilliams is there to tell us about all the great things taking place and discover Oshkosh. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. Caitlin, we love your city for a lot of reasons. I don't want to jump ahead on your list, but you guys are pretty well known for that St. Patty's Day.
Yes, we are.
And we'll get to that. There's a lot of other stuff that you have going on there. But
are you in our ISS studio?
I am.
Oh, cool. Right. First time we've done this, right? I love it.
First time I've been here.
Fantastic. Right. Very
and
cool.
You are the, like, Discover, you're director of the events and Discover Oshkosh. Is that your title? Or are you?
Marketing and communications coordinator.
We love your city. And we're down there. Obviously, everybody goes to EAA, but I mean, you've got a great downtown. Your Sawdust District's coming around. Just great restaurants.
And I'll tell you something you got great that maybe people in Green Bay don't know all that much about, but they should. I've done some Wisconsin Herd games with Ted Stefania.
Oh, yeah.
That is a beautiful facility they built down there. Isn't it?
And it's a super fun time to go to those Herd games. So, absolutely. Yeah, we have some upcoming ones.
Yeah, tell us. That's going on now, right?
Yeah. So,
the season.
Yeah. So Friday, March 15th is going to be the next game. And then Saturday, March 16th as well. So those games are both at 7 PM and they're playing the Motor City Cruise. And we actually put together a fun little blog about 5 reasons why you should attend an upcoming Wisconsin Herd game. So here's the 5 reasons. Number one, inexpensive tickets. So
yes.
Tickets start at $8. So for a family of 4, pretty
That's
affordable
eight,
night
eight,
out.
$16, $32.
Very good.
So a super, super fun night out. They always have fun giveaways for everyone. They have a super fun Herd hype squad. So they do a bunch of like on-court activities throughout the games. They do have like some fun promo things. So one of their upcoming games, the 16th, the first 2,500 fans gets a Herd Marvel comic book, which is super cool. So it's fun to get in the gates right away and kind of hang out before the game.
And the players are really accessible. The players are really cool with the fans.
Oh yeah. Yes, definitely. And super fun. You can like plan a date night out, girls night out, obviously family. So there's a bunch of ways that you can go to the Herd game. There's also a chance to see NBA players.
Yep.
So Giannis.
Giannis has showed up a time or two. Huh?
Yes. Yes, he has.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And yeah, so super fun. You never know who you're going to see there. And then obviously one of the main events is the Wisconsin Herd mascot Pointer.
Yep, fantastic.
He's this super fun mascot, very interactive, and you can hang out and get pictures with him too.
You know, one thing that I liked about it, I don't know if everybody follows college basketball as much, but for every team of the games I did, that Ted and I did, there'd be somebody on the opposing team where it's almost like, oh, that's what happened to him. That's where he went. You know, these huge names. I mean, one guy has been, I remember two situations, the NCAA College Player of the Year was playing in the games. I mean, the talent level in that league is pretty amazing.
Yeah. You never know who you're going to see there. So it's super fun.
No, and they are literally one. And it's funny, too, because for the couple of years ago, they had the big guy up to last year whose last name I never one time pronounced. Sandro. Do you know who I mean?
No.
Okay. It was such a long, like, Russian name. I could never, ever, ever pronounce it. But literally, he would, like, suit up for the Bucks in Milwaukee. They would drive him up here the next day. Then they'd practice with the Bucks, drive up here, play in the game, drive back to Milwaukee. Yeah, it was incredible how they'd go back and forth. They are literally one phone call away from the NBA. So that's very cool. Hey, tell us a little bit about the UW women basketball team, Sweet 16 again, huh?
Yeah, so super exciting. More basketball in Oshkosh. The UW Oshkosh girls basketball team has advanced to the next round of the NCAA tournament. So they'll be playing Smith College on Friday the 8th at 4 Central Time. And it's actually in Maine, I just found out. So pretty cool.
That's very cool. Then you guys, we're talking a lot about craft beer up here this past week. You've got a big craft beer week coming up, don't you? Or
yes,
more than a week.
Yeah.
It's not just one day.
Yeah. So Oshkosh Craft Beer Week is super fun. It is going to be April 4th to the 14th this year. So we try and hit the two weekends. I have the pleasure of helping with the marketing and promotion of it. I don't actually make the beer, but I get to taste it. So this is actually our third year that our three breweries in Oshkosh have teamed up together to collaborate on a beer called Citywide. Okay. So year one, they did a red IPA. Last year, they did a blonde ale. And then this year, they're actually doing a cold IPA. So the breweries have rotated who's brewed it, but they've all come up with the recipe together. And it's just a super fun time. All the Citywide beer will be available at all three breweries. And there's some fun little prizes that you can win. And then they also tap into a lot of the local restaurants and bars. So you can enjoy it with dinner somewhere.
Most communities, like even last week in Green Bay, you know, we had the craft beer festival at the Auto Gallery, and we'll have a weekend. Oshkosh, it's 10 days.
I know. I didn't know if that was a misprint or not. We had a Saturday afternoon. They got 10 days of this.
Yeah, we might go 10 hours, but you guys 10 days. So
yes.
That's fine.
Tell us about the St. Patrick's Day tent party.
Yeah, that's big.
Yes. So if you haven't been, it's definitely a weekend that you need to go check out Dublin's Irish Pub in Oshkosh. They have a huge St. Patty's Day tent. Lots of live music. They have Richard School of Dance do some Irish dancing. And the tent opens Saturday, March 16th. The tent will be opening at 1:30. And they have a bunch of live music, Irish fare. So it's a super fun time.
So, Johnny, when you're putting your calendar together in Oshkosh, right? We got the craft beer week for the 4th to the 14th.
Week
and
a half.
You get 10, then you get 2 days off. And then you're back.
Dry up for 2 days.
16th at 1:30, we're back at it.
I like it. That's my birthday next day. So
that's right.
Out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. You got something open. New business.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Artie and Ed's?
Yes.
We got a note on that.
Not a new business, actually. Oh, they've been around for a while. It's actually their 76th season. But they're
sorry, I didn't read the memo.
You have to get down here.
Did we whiff on that one? Wow. Okay. Hey, 70... new business. They've only been around 76 years. Wow.
Somebody said
they make it.
Mention the why does it say opens this weekend, Artie and Ed's?
Because it's a drive-in gym, right? And so they're not open during the winter. So this is their big opening day.
I knew that.
Yeah,
no, you didn't.
Yeah, sure. Right?
This is actually, they were mentioned when we first started doing this show, we did a thing about, remember
Tom? Yes. That's right.
Were there dry, and people kept calling about this place.
Yep.
Yes.
Exactly.
That this one is still alive.
Okay.
Yes.
76 years.
I think some of the servers still do the roller skates and stuff there. So
Oh, like that's
root
cool.
Beer, yeah. Good stuff.
Oh, that's a road trip.
Do you know the feature?
The what?
The movie. The feature. What are they showing? It's a drive-in, right?
No. Drive-in.
Oh, my gosh.
Restaurant. Hello, Jim. Well, drive-in restaurant.
Okay, you guys. Okay, you guys got it.
Todd, can you take this booze and put it back in your office? There
I thought maybe
he was nipping on it during every break. It's unbelievable what's going on here. This is just.
Oh, my God. All right, Caitlin, sorry. I'm out of the loop.
Here you go, Todd.
We're in our third hour here. And
thank you for doing that,
I'm
Todd.
Usually sleeping by now.
Yeah,
so.
Take it all out of his way there.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Wow,
right.
Yes.
Didn't
but
you...
no, it's by the lake, isn't it? That place, Artie and Ed's? Artie and Ed's? Isn't it kind of by the lake, by Winnebago? Hello? Caitlin, you there?
I think she's froze up on us there. But
oh,
yeah, it's right on the lake.
Right on the lake,
highway,
yeah.
Highway
okay,
45
right
going
by.
South.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right.
I
you got a movie drive-in?
I did. Okay. He said it opens this weekend.
All right.
And it's a drive-in.
Yeah.
Well, how far off was I?
You were far off.
Pretty far.
Yeah,
pretty far.
You said it was a new business. You said they showed movies.
Right.
Yeah, I did. All right. You're right. Okay, we'll leave it up to Caitlin.
But she's... love Oshkosh. We know all about it.
I do like Oshkosh. I just don't like the drive-ins. So, okay. All right.
You don't like drive-ins? How can you not like drive-ins? I love drive-ins. The root beer stand we had in Nagani was like the place.
Yeah, well, they don't have one.
Girls wore orange culottes. Remember culottes?
Yeah,
they should bring culottes back. Well,
maybe
I'm a fan of the culottes.
Maybe they have that. If they have roller skate,
yeah,
maybe they do have that. I don't know. I'm going to stay away from that. I'm nervous now.
Do you roller skate?
Commenting. I'm not a good roller
skater. I've never roller skated. Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you skate backwards at those dances
so you can
show off?
I could go in one direction, and then, you know, once in a while, they'd make it go the other direction.
Yes.
I'd have to get off
that
the
was
floor.
Trouble?
Yeah, that was trouble.
So what would people do when they go to roller rinks? Just go around in a circle.
Dance. They have fast dances, slow dances.
I'll tell you what.
Did you see the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, sure.
The Super Bowl during the halftime show, Usher had all those skaters out
there. Oh, yeah.
That's really big right now, like all that crazy dancing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that play?
Well, you guys had a big one in Manitowoc, didn't you?
Yes.
A roller rink?
Yes. Hey, what was that play that was done on roller skates? It's Broadway musical.
Peter Pan, and they brought the mayor in from the city.
No, it wasn't Peter Pan. I'm going to figure it out.
How funny was that today?
I'm going to find that tonight.
When they were talking about, when Sky was talking about doing that parade, the St. Patrick's Day parade, and they stopped in the tunnel to play the bagpipes because it reverberated so well there, and Jim gets all nervous. Get moving! Come on, we're slowing it down! First time you ever met you. I love it.
I love the fact that was his memory of Jim Schmidt.
I know.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Yes.
It's like that other guy yelled at him in the parking lot. Remember that?
Yes.
Reporter? Anyway.
Rob Domofsky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she still frozen?
I think we lost Caitlin.
Okay, I just want to talk about that Four Phantoms.
Well, tell me about that Four Phantoms in concert. Todd, do you know much about that?
Well, interestingly enough, we had Joe Furlow on from the Grand Opera House. He's
going to
be on
great.
Later this week, so he can kind of fill us in on that whole show.
Great. And then we got Rooms of Blooms at the Payne Arts Center coming up March 7th through 10th. So a lot of stuff taking place in Oshkosh. And I still say one of the cool places I've ever been to in Oshkosh is that old, I want to say it was an Eagles Club or Elks Club or American Legion that they took over and they put together a phenomenal bowling alley in the bottom and an old bar from like the 1940s. It is so cool. You want to talk about a throwback in time. Nice. That is such a cool place. Oh, we got
Caitlin's
back.
Hey, Caitlin, we were talking about that place that was the old Eagles Club on Washington Street. What is it called now?
The Howard.
The Howard. Yeah. Isn't that a cool place?
Yeah. It's an awesome historic venue.
Yeah. And that bowling alley downstairs is phenomenal.
It's so cool. It's vintage and it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Make a stop there if you get a chance.
All right.
And yeah.
Tell us about the Four Phantoms. We've had the director of the Grand on our show before, but tell us about the Four Phantoms.
Yeah. So the Four Phantoms, they've been at the Grand a few times. Mm-hmm. They're coming back March 21st to the 23rd. And they are four legendary performers. They've each portrayed the role in the Phantom of the Opera. So they're returning to Wisconsin. This will be their only Wisconsin show this season. And they're actually, the Grand will be on a national spotlight with the taping of their public TV special.
Oh, cool.
It'll be recorded in front of a live audience at the Grand on the 22nd and 23rd.
Nice.
Dates.
That is awesome.
It sounds fantastic. Yeah.
And you've been working on that one for a while. So that's a big
Caitlin,
deal.
Todd was wondering if some of the servers, waitresses at Artie's there.
Artie's.
Yeah. Are they still on roller skates?
Yes, they are.
They really are. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, so it's, you pull your car up, the waitress will come out. She's decked out in roller skates and will take your order. You need to get a big frosty mug of root beer. That's a must there.
Well, I was telling them the root beer stand when I grew up, that was the social event of the summer was going to the root beer stand, and the girls would come out in their little orange shorts and the whole thing. And
Was that A&W?
A&W, yeah.
Right.
Well, Artie and Ed's back in the day was an A&W, and then the family took it over. And
I love A&W root beer. Oh man.
So it's A&E.
A&E. What do you mean?
Artie and Ed's.
Oh, okay. Yes. Very good job.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
All right. Wow. We're wrapping it up.
Hey, we apologize for this, Caitlin. Yeah.
Caitlin, we're excited to be in Oshkosh. You got a lot of stuff going on. Hey, just touch real briefly on the Rooms and Blooms. Rooms and Blooms?
Rooms and Blooms, yes. So that's at the Payne this weekend, 7th to the 10th. Beautiful floral arrangements throughout the entire Payne. It's definitely a sight to see. And, I mean, it's last weekend of it. So
Beautiful. Caitlin, thank you so much for being here. Caitlin McWilliams, Discover Oshkosh. That was fun stuff. We'll be back to wrap it all up. Mine and the Mayor, back after this. Breaking my heart, you're shaking my heart.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. EW.
Here on 97.9 and 98.3, along with, of course, the Civic Media app. Looks like a beautiful day starting out there, huh? How's that forecast?
It's good. We should have asked Dave, although he's now into genealogy. And
yeah, weather, he was one of the nicest guys in TV.
Great. Absolutely. Oh, not even a question.
You wanted to listen to him. Very believable. Was
absolutely.
Like
he was great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. No, it's really great having him on. Love the genealogy stuff. That was a fun segment.
Yes.
Yes. We've had some great guests today, though.
I enjoyed that.
Todd,
Sky.
Great job and helped put all this together. Big Wayne and Sky Van Rossum.
That was fun.
I'm calling him Big Sky now.
Big Sky. Yeah, Big Wayne and Big Sky.
He'll like that.
I like it a lot. And talked about how to make maple syrup and how to make
booze.
Booze.
How to make maple syrup.
Maple syrup. Maple syrup.
How is it, John?
I only had a little bit. Yeah. A little bit. Give me a little more. And then Jason Wiesmuller. Forged in Fire Fitness, our small business spotlight, Iraq Marine vet, went through some very tough times over there and is working now to help firefighters, police officers, veterans, not just physically, you know, improve their situation, but also in many cases mentally just by having a mentorship, you know, of dealing with them.
Very cool because his clientele is, you know, would be called a niche market, but, you know, it's like a CrossFit, but then it's got the whole... I'm not going to say counseling, but it's got that camaraderie built into it. Different rooms you can go to and talk to people. I think that's awesome what he's doing.
Then Inside the House with Sandra Rank. She brought in a very special guest talking about the showcase of homes that's going to be done.
I'll take over. It's back to this, that Sky's sugar, whatever, vodka that he brought in, or whatever you're drinking, Johnny.
Showcase of homes.
Showcase of homes. Showcase of homes, and I know a lot of people have been to that, many, but that's a fun thing to do. So, John, you take a nap, and then we'll talk about it tomorrow a little bit more. And then, of course, we had Miller on here with
Dave
the
Miller.
Genealogy.
Yes, and Caitlin McWilliams, Discover Oshkosh. A lot of stuff taking place.
Tomorrow's cool. I mean,
do they still have a parade in Green Bay?
Yes.
St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
I've never seen that one. Where is it?
Yeah, I don't know, John, if I would call it. Yeah. Parade. It goes along the trail, but it is the Notre Dame band. It's I don't know what's going on this year, but we used to bring in Notre Dame, Southwest, the bagpipers, but we didn't close the streets.
Oh, so Tori sent me a picture. He did grab those bagpipes from the dump.
That's like awesome. I mean, I
want
him
to bring those in.
Money.
I want you to learn how to use them.
No, that's a tough instrument to play. No
way. You can do it.
Now, besides, they only know one song.
Well,
I mean,
all we need to do, because we could have it for our theme. Yeah. You know what? We could do it when we're out here having our cookout, Cinco de Mayo and different things. What do you think? You Jim on the bagpipe.
No, I don't. There's better music. Music.
No, I love bagpipes. I can listen to bagpipes all day long.
It makes me sad every time I hear it.
I can listen to bagpipes all day long.
And that march, boom, boom. I mean, Irish music is great. But a bagpipe is, don't you, if you hear bagpipe, don't you think of a funeral?
I don't know. I mean, Danny Boy, does that have a bagpipe?
That's a sad song.
I don't know if it's that sad, is it?
Do you dance to Oh Danny Boy?
Huh? Whiskey in a Jar has a bagpipe. The Thin Lizzy version does. Right, Todd?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh. So there. There's a lot of them, Jim. I'm telling you. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed that you don't have the witherall to learn how to play Bagpipes.
The what?
Witherall. Okay. It's a word. Look it up.
Okay. Anyway, that's a reed instrument, and I didn't really play that instrument. I played more the trumpet, trombone, that stuff. That's a little.
Do we have anybody out there that knows how to play bagpipes? Right. Because we got our own bagpipes
I
now.
Don't think that.
Who would throw away bagpipes?
Right.
Wow.
I think that's.
I know.
In and of itself. Yeah, that's interesting.
Did you ever go to the dump and take stuff just to take stuff?
No.
I did.
I didn't go to the dump.
Back up in the UP. I used to go there all the time. To do two things. Shoot rats and find stuff.
No, John, we did not. We did not hang around.
Did you ever go to
the
dump at night to watch the bear come out?
Oh, my God. No.
All right.
It's home reading.
All right. Studying. You never did those things?
No.
Do you have is there a dump in Manitowoc?
Two Rivers.
Two Rivers?
There is.
Okay.
City dump. There is.
And you've never gone there just to like take stuff, just to see what people threw away and took?
No.
You never did?
No.
In your entire life?
No.
You never scavenged?
Well, scavenged at a dump? No.
No? All right.
No, I think the people, that's junk.
All right. I used to take home furniture in Tucson. I used to go all the time and take home furniture.
I'm sorry,
furniture.
You're missing out because Dumpster Dive is the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Amanda. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Todd.
So it's split. I would say I wouldn't go to the dump. I would drive around on those days when people put stuff
up
front.
A little different.
I've gotten lots of stuff doing that.
A little different. But John, did you hear the second part of John's story? You'd go there and shoot rats too, and that's why I wouldn't go.
Why, you love rats?
No, I don't. I don't like rats. So not even.
Well, that's why we'd shoot them.
Got a text from Mary who says they should drink every day in the third hour. This will be the last show in 3 hours.
Tried the 3 hours, didn't work.
So, okay, tomorrow. How much time do we have?
I know that we are going to do Where Are They Now weekly, but we got such a list of people. Then I got excited and called a few people. So tomorrow we're going to find out. In-house studio, we've got Tim Hanna coming on. Tim was the mayor of Appleton for, 22 years? 20, 21? Whatever divides by four. I guess 20. And he's done so much for the community of Appleton. I don't know, he kind of dropped out. So I sent him a text. I said, hey, look, Johnny and I got this radio show. And he's like, yeah, I'd love to come on. So that's going to be fun to talk to him.
That'd be very fun.
He's a cool guy, good, great guy. And it's going to be fun to see what he's doing now.
Yep.
So Sarah Rohde's going to be on, Notre Dame girls basketball coach.
Oh, yes. Boy.
6:30 tomorrow, I think.
Unbelievable. Yep.
Amanda Howe's joining us from the Howe Resource Center in Green Bay. She's going to talk about Dolly's Imagination Library. You heard about Dolly Parton and how she gives all these books.
Yes.
We'll be talking about that locally. Dr. Kristen's in at 7:30, Tim Hanna at 8, and then at 8:30, Jeopardy contestant Dr. Ben Chan will be.
Wow. He's coming in tomorrow?
Yes, he is.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
that
we're gonna be at his show. Are you coming tonight, Todd? Or you have to go back to Oshkosh?
I've got to go back to Oshkosh, yeah.
But we're going to his
watch
party tonight.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
Yes.
Yeah, that guy's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I think we should have him on for the first contestant of Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor?
I don't think we need to prove anything there.
Are
I
you
think
sure? It's just,
you look at the guy, you're gonna know he's smarter. All
right.
Than
he's, all right.
That's gonna be fun tonight. So that's open to the public, isn't it? Is it? Yes.
I don't know. We're just kind of inviting ourselves.
Yeah, kind of are.
We might.
It's a watch.
I don't know.
And he's going to be there. Dr. Chen, who ran the tables last time, he went back to the championship round.
Yeah.
So we're going to watch it tonight and see how he does.
Yes.
Or did, I guess, did. Cause it's
I would have such a hard time keeping quiet if I taped something like that like a month ago. It's like, and people are like, how did you do it? It's like, oh, I don't want to say anything. I would have such a hard time.
I don't think he drinks as much as you, so he could probably keep it a little, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Add it to the lawsuit there.
This is why, Sage.
Right.
This is why.
Hey, everybody, thank you very much for being here.
What a
fun day. Really fun day. We're going to have another fun day tomorrow.
You bet.
Hope you can join us. Mino and the Mayor. Back in tomorrow morning at 6. See ya. Tonight, I'll throw myself into the blue. Out of the red, out of the hedge.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself?
Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.